It's time for Lawrence County Basketball on WAKO. Brought to you this season by Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Rucker's Candy, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People's State Bank, Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, and Wabash General Hospital. Lawrence County Basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader, WAKO.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome to Lawrenceville High School Gymnasium, the site tonight of Lawrenceville Indian and Red Hill Saluki Basketball, as these two county rivals get together for the first time in the 2019-20 season. I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson alongside Indians and the Salukis, part one here. These two ball clubs getting together early in the year. They'll meet each other in Bridgeport coming up on February the 11th. But Bill, Saluki's Indians don't have to mention much more than that as the county rivalry once again is renewed.
Yeah, either way you say it, Steve, Red Hill versus Lawrenceville or Lawrenceville versus Red Hill, it gets the old Lawrence County blood to boiling. Hoping for a good matchup here tonight. The Salukis enter at 3-3. They've won a couple of games. Both teams went 1-3 in the Capital Classic last weekend. The Salukis have had a couple of games against Class A teams and have prevailed. Lawrenceville will be playing its first game aside from the Capital Classic. So should be a good one and a great way to tip off the season.
Indians, as Bill mentioned, 1-3. They lost their opening game in the Capital Classic to Marshall, then came back and won a week ago tonight against Edwards County, then lost two on Saturday, lost to Mount Carmel, and then in the fifth-place game, the Indians lost to the Salem Wildcats. You and I both talked to Randy Bishop off-air after the game, Bill, and he was not pleased with the Indians coming out of last weekend.
Well, I think he felt like they kind of laid down, rolled over a little bit, kind of quit when things started to get away from there in the third quarter. He said that the Indians are playing like a Class A team, and that doesn't work when you play a Double-A schedule.
He used the word soft.
Yeah, he did. That's right.
Several times.
Yeah,
he says soft.
Right.
Soft.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't think I've ever heard him say that before.
Nope. I've heard him say that we have not been aggressive and things like that, but I never thought I've heard him say soft. Well, the Indians are going to get a key player back tonight. Noah Wager back in the lineup. He's missed the first part of the season with a broken hand. He gives the Indians some strength inside and some scoring inside.
Yeah, it'd be good to see him back. He's kind of diverse. He can shoot the ball from 15 feet on in and maybe even make a three-pointer from time to time. I think they expect him to be a factor on the glass. He's kind of long and lanky, can slither to the basket, got some jumping ability. I know he can dunk the basketball. Going to be a nice addition to their lineup. Certainly, they feel like he'll give them a big boost.
By the way, this is the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show as we get set for the Salukis and the Indians here. We mentioned Noah Wager back, talked to Cale Powell a few moments ago. He's about a couple of weeks away from returning from mononucleosis, and he'll give the Indians some outside scoring punch when he gets back in the line. So the Indians gradually getting some of their missing players back. Salukis, as we mentioned, 3-3. Byron Havel's ball club went 1-3, as Bill mentioned, in the Capital Classic. They have played a couple of other games. They beat Sisney way back on November the 25th to open their season at home, 50-42. Then won most recently on Tuesday. They beat Hudsonville at home, 63-27. In between those two wins, Salukis, as Bill mentioned, went 1-3. They lost their first three games in the Capital Classic and then won their finale, the seventh-place game, beating Edwards County. So Brian Havel's ball club at 3-3. The Salukis come in with a proven scorer in their lineup in junior Cameron Ray. He can shoot from outside, and they've got some size inside in Nathan Worth and Drake Allen. Gavin Volkman also is in the starting lineup for the Salukis here tonight. And again, that's a good combination for Brian Havel. He's got some size inside and Ray from the outside.
Yeah, Ray has really exploded here at the start of the season. He's shooting the ball well from long range. And Worth is the kind of guy they expect to grab a lot of rebounds and hit a high percentage of his shots. He's probably not going to face anybody taller than he is all season long. What do they list him at? 6'7", you know, not the, maybe the Burdick kid from Marshall in our league is as tall as that, but nobody else. So that's something they need to take advantage of tonight.
Junior varsity game just completed here was not close. Indians won their first JV win under new JV head coach Ian Laughlin. The JV Indians won 60-29. They were led by Zeph Underhill, who had 14 points. Damon Zollers had 11. Leighton Ivers had 10. For the JV Salukis, they were led by Dawson Holtz with 13 points and Andrew Maxfield with 10. So a good start for the JV Indians. They won here in the earlier contest by a score of 60-29. Bill and I are back to talk more about this game after we hear from Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. This is Lawrenceville Indian and Red Hill Saluki basketball on WAKO.
Providing needed mental health services is important to Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We are pleased to offer a mental health nurse practitioner to Lawrence and surrounding counties to help meet the need for these services. Amelia Pauly is available to see outpatients at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic, located at 101 Industry Road in Bridgeport. Amelia specializes in adults and adolescents and can help with behavioral health issues and medication management. Call Carl Bridgeport at 618-945-3001 for an appointment.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Indians and Salukis just a few moments away. We're here on the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame. Other games tonight around the area. Robinson plays at Alney and Paris at Newton. A couple of conference games tonight. Hudsonville Palestine is out of conference. Or I should say Marshall's out of conference, hosting Hudsonville Palestine. Casey also out of conference playing at North Clay. And in the Kaskaskian Classic, Flora, the Flora Wolves, are playing against Greenville tonight. Indiana basketball, Vincent's Lincoln opening its year on the road at Evansville Wrights. South Knox playing at Switz City. And in a Knox County battle, it's Vincent's Reveille playing at North Knox. It's the Lawrenceville Indians and the Red Hill Salukis getting set to do battle here. First meeting between these two county rivals in 2019 and 20. Stay tuned. Bill and I are back with the starting lineups and the play-by-play. Again, this has been the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. You're listening to Lawrenceville Indian and Red Hill Saluki basketball on WAKO.
This is Lawrence County basketball on AM 910, FM 99.3, and 103.1 WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Great. I need gas, but I'm out of cash.
You need a student checking account from People's State Bank.
I usually just cash my paycheck and hold on to the money.
My account offers a debit card, so I don't always need cash. Plus, it earns interest. I can check my balance anywhere on the free app, and there's no monthly fees.
That does sound pretty convenient.
Visit People's State Bank today to ask about the student checking account. People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit psbnewton.com.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student-athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenient store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student-athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, equal housing lender, and member FDIC.
Drafty, old windows. Let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian and Saluki basketball. Here are the starting lineups for this contest. First of all, for the visiting Salukis, Brian Havel with a record of 3-3. They'll start number 12, Cameron Ray. He is a 5'11 junior. Also number 20, Nathan Worth. He's a 6'7 senior. Number 24, Josh Henry will start for the Salukis. He's a 6'1 senior. Number 24, number 40, Drake Allen, also in the starting lineup for the Salukis. He's a 6'2 junior. And number 41, Gavin Volkman. He is a 6'1 senior. So for the Salukis, it's Ray, Worth, Henry, Allen, and Volkman. Again, the Salukis at 3-3. For the 1-3 Indians, Randy Bishop. Skyler Toole in the starting lineup. He's a 5'9", 162-pound senior. Number 4, also in the starting lineup. Number 12, Lane Winningham, the 6'3", 185-pound senior. Noah Wager in the starting lineup off the injured reserve list. Number 15, Wager is a 6'4", 175-pound senior. Also, Jordan Jones in the starting lineup. Number 32, a 6'1", 180-pound senior. And number 44, Braden Sherman, in the lineup for the Tribe, the 5'11", 208-pound junior. So for the Indians of Randy Bishop, it's Toole, Winningham, Wager, Jones, and Sherman. Again, if you're just joining us, Indians won the JV contest, again by a score of 60-29. And Indians led by Zeth Underhill with 14, Damon Zollers 11, Leighton Ivers with 10. For the Salukis, Dawson Holtz 13, Andrew Maxfield with 10. The Indians play here tonight against the Salukis. Then they go away for a while. Indians will play on Tuesday. They have a non-conference game on the road against Oblong at Oblong. Then they'll be on the road a week from tonight, play our first conference contest. Indians will play at Conley Gym against the Flora Wolves. Then the Indians jump out of conference on the 17th against Edwards County. So three games on the road for the Indians before they return home on the 20th to take on Vincennes Reveille in non-conference play. That's before the T-Town Holiday Tournament. Salukis, meanwhile, play here tonight against the Indians. The Salukis, after that, will be at home. They'll be off next Tuesday, and they'll be at home a week from tonight. They take on the Alney Tigers, and then the Salukis after that go right into tournament play. They'll be involved in the Wayne City Holiday Tournament, starts a week from tomorrow. Then right after that, they head to Dietrich for the tournament. Salukis last year won both the Wayne City Tournament and the Dietrich Tournament back-to-back. Quite an accomplishment last year. But that is then, and this is now, and it's the Indians and the Salukis here at Lawrenceville High School tonight.
Referees tonight, Steve, from out of the area. They're from the Rantoul area. Michael Woodard, Corky Vericker, and Mark Brooks.
Noah Wager jumping it up against Nathan Worth, and we'll get this contest underway. Good to see number 15 back in the Indian lineup. Noah Wager recovering from a broken hand. He's ready to go, and so are we, and the tap is controlled by the blue-clad Salukis. They're in the blue traveling uniforms with the red numerals and the blue and white trim. Indians in the white home uniforms with the red numerals and the red and white trim. Cameron Ray, left side long three-pointer off the mark, no good. Rebound by Sherman of the Indians, and the Tribe go on the attack. Here's Skyler Toole between the circles, guarded by Ray in the man-to-man. Right side to Sherman on the wing, guarded by Volkman. Sherman on the dribble, right side on the wing. Now it is Toole, top of the key, shoots over Ray and scores. Skyler Toole, about a 15-footer, and it's 2-0 Indians. 7:25 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Indians with some zone pressure here. They flip it in the middle to Allen. Now right, left side to Ray, takes the baseline, shoots, no good. Rebound tapped out to Henry, top of the key. Now left side on the wing to Allen. Left corner to Ray. Inside to Worth. Worth at 6'7". He is hacked and fouled by the Indians.
Foul going to be on Noah Wager. First on him, first on the Indians.
Josh Henry inbounding for the Salukis in the left corner to Ray. Cross-court skip pass. Allen fakes the three. Now dribbles to the middle. Lets it go from about 18 off glass. No good. Rebounded by Wager. Outlet pass to Tool. Quickly up floor to Winningham on the right baseline. Blaine feeds it in the middle to Sherman. Left-hand shot is off the mark. No good. Sherman battling with the right hand up and in. Sherman kept right after it. Followed his own miss. And it's 4-0 Indians here early. And the Indians in some zone trapping, full court pressure. Here's Allen fouled by Toole in the middle of the floor as the Salukis try to pass their way through that zone trap. 6:34 to go here in the opening quarter. 4-0 Indians. Josh Henry into Drake Allen. Now Henry, left side to Ray. Cameron Ray in the middle now to Allen. Feeds it left side on the baseline. Here's a jumper from 12. No good by Worth. Rebounded by Jones. Long down court pass is out of bounds. Turnover on the Indians. Jones trying to hit a teammate down floor but overthrew everybody. And it's 4-0. Salukis will have the ball trailing. 6:18 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Again, the zone trapping pressure. Ray throws it to Henry. Now in the middle to Allen. Allen feeds it to Worth on the left baseline. He saves it inbounds. But right out front to Henry, and the Salukis will go into another offensive set against the Indian zone. Here's Ray way out front. Now to Henry. He's way out between the circles. Now left side on the wing to Allen. Back to Henry. Ray on the deep right wing. Feeds middle. Top of the key. Jumper. Free throw line is rolls through for Drake Allen, number 40 for the Salukis. He's a 6'2 junior, and it's 4-2 Lawrenceville. 5:36 to go, opening quarter play. Tool, top of the key, left side on the wing to Sherman. Now left corner to Wager. Feeds it, bounce pass to Winningham. Back door, Wager reverse layup up and in. Nicely done between Wager and Winningham. And it's 6-2, Indians on top. Ray across the timeline on the dribble. Down the lane he comes. He shoots, no good. Rebound was tipped up by Worth, no good. Rebounded by Tool. Here's Tool on the right baseline. And a foul charged against the Salukis. Stops the clock. 5:07 to go here in the opening quarter. 6-2 Indians.
Foul on Henry, his first, team's first.
And it comes to Wager between the circles. Guarded out there by Allen and the Saluki man-to-man. Left side to Jones. They feed it underneath to Sherman, but it's stolen away by Volkman. Gavin Volkman stepped in there, the 6'1 senior. And the Salukis with the ball. Allen across the timeline, leaves it deep on the right wing. Now in the right corner to Volkman. Tries to take the baseline, heads to the hole, shoots, no good, gets his own rebound, up, no good, but he was hacked and fouled and will go to the line for Saluki free throws.
That's going to be two fouls on Noah Wager, so he's making his debut tonight, and he's only going to play a little over 3 minutes, and he's going to take a seat in favor of Jarrett Winkles, another senior.
Free throw no good by Volkman. And the score remains 6-2, Indians on top. Second free throw no good. Long rebound comes to Tool. Skyler across the timeline. Left side to Jones on the baseline. Cut off there by Henry. Back out front to Sherman. Sherman drives to the left baseline. Cut off. In the middle now to Winningham. Back out to Winkles between the circles. Now left side, Sherman, a long three ball is no good. Rebound battled for, and Allen runs it down in the right corner for the Salukis, and it's knocked out of bounds. It'll be Red Hill basketball. Ryan Havel pacing up in front, down the Saluki bench there, veteran head coach. Been there a long time now. Former Saluki himself, Ryan Havel.
I think he's had that blue pullover since he very first started, Steve.
Here's the ball tapped away, but Roy Reese stolen by Ray, who lays it up and in. Ball was initially tapped away by Winningham, but then Ray stole it right back and scored, and it's 6-4 Indians. Winkles deep on the right wing with 3:57 to go in the opening quarter. On the dribble, and we have a foul away from the ball against the Indians. Offensive foul on the Tribe, and the Salukis will benefit And they'll have the ball with a chance to tie it here.
Fouls on Sherman, his first, already four on the Indians, and that's four turnovers on the Indians as Red Hill has a chance to tie the game.
Here's Henry. Down to Ray, deep on the wing. Long three-pointer by Cameron off the mark and out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball. 3:40 to go, opening quarter, 6-4. Lawrenceville Indians on top here. Skylar Toole looks to the bench to Randy Bishop for instructions. Comes across the timeline, picked up top of the key by Ray in the man-to-man. Winningham at the high post, dribbles to the middle. Cut off at the free throw line, now back out to Winkles between the circles. Left side to Jones. Jones on the dribble. Right side to Sherman on the wing. Down to Winningham on the right baseline. Feeds it underneath to Sherman. Close quarters. Feeds it to Winkles. Three-pointer from the left corner is good. Jarrett Winkles.
That's a spark off the bench.
Three ball for him. And the Indians lead by 5, 9-4. 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Allen feeds it left baseline to Worth. Knocked out of bounds by Sherman. It'll be Suluki basketball underneath their own hoop. Josh Henry, 6'1 senior for the Salukis, inbounds to Allen. Now back out front to Ray. Picked up in a double team. Dribbles away from the pressure. Now to Henry. Henry, left, right side of the lane. Back out to Allen. Indian defense picking up here. They're trapping all over the floor. Jumper in the lane. No good by Allen. Rebounded by Sherman. Off to Toole across the timeline. 2:38 to go in the quarter. Toole to the baseline. Shoots and scores. And a foul. And a chance at a three-point play. Skylar Toole, this 5'9", 162-pound senior. Nice driving move on the right side of the lane. And a chance at a three-point play.
Foul on the play by Cameron Ray, his first, and that's two on the Salukis.
Free throw by Toole on the way and good.
5 points now for Skylar Toole.
And the Indians lead by 8, 12 to 4. It was 6-4 just a moment ago. Now the Indians have run off six straight. 2:30 to go here in the first quarter. Ray feeds it to Allen. Three-pointer right side is good. Drake Allen, fist in the air after hitting the three.
Five for Drake tonight.
And it's 12-7, a five-point lead. Here's Winkles, right side, three-pointer off the mark, no good. Sherman battling for the rebound, but the loose ball comes to Henry for the Salukis. Quickly down forward to Ray. Underneath, right side of the layup, no good. Tipped up and in by Worth. Nathan Worth at 6'7", tipping the ball in off the miss by Ray.
First basket for Nathan.
And it's 12-9 in favor of the Indians. Now the Salukis have gone a little zone here. Looks like a 1-2-2 zone with Worth at the top of the key. Size out front in this zone. Sherman on the left wing in the left corner to Winkles on the dribble. Now back out front to Toole, top of the key. Jones, a jumper, got it. Jordan Jones, a three ball from the top of the key.
First basket of the night for Jordan Jones.
And it's 15-9, back to a six-point lead. Henry to Volkman, right through his hands and out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball. Unforced error there against the Salukis. And the Indians with a six-point lead have the ball with a minute 26 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Here's Toole between the circles against that zone. Feeds it right side and deep on the wing to Jones. Now in the right corner to Toole. Loads up a three off the mark. Well off the mark. Ray with the loose ball rebound. Cameron Ray coast to coast. Heads to the hole. Lays it up and in. Cameron Ray at 5'11 coast to coast. Now we have some contact between Toole and Ray on the way back up floor. I must admit I was looking at my score sheet here. Did not see what happened there, but those two hit the deck.
The foul is going to be on Cameron Ray. That's his second. He's going to take a seat with a minute to play here in the opening period and his team down four.
15-11, 58 seconds to go here in the opening quarter play. Here's Worth at the high post, and he takes it away. Now he's called for traveling. Tried to get it to a guard, but forgot to take a dribble in doing so and turned it over.
That's five turnovers on the Indians, three on the Salukis.
Toole inbounding to Winkles, 50 seconds to go, opening quarter, 15-11. Lawrenceville on top. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson here at Lawrenceville High School. Cross-court skip pass. Jones has it knocked away. Now loose ball recovered by Volkman. And a timeout wanted by the Salukis. Going to be a 30-second break. on the People State Bank and also the Best Way Express scoreboard. 15-14 Lawrenceville. This is Indian and Saluki basketball on WAKO.
Enjoy a great homemade meal in a family-friendly atmosphere. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill serves a full breakfast and lunch menu Monday through Saturday. Stop in to enjoy dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday with several favorites including catfish, walleye, chicken steak, and frog legs. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill has a convenient drive-up window for call-ahead carryout. Located at 459 West State Street in Bridgeport, also follow Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill on Facebook for updated specials.
Indian basketball and Saluki basketball brought your way by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital and by Citizens National Bank of Albion. They're your bank for a lifetime. Also by Leggett Lumber, 807 East Chestnut in Bridgeport. 35 seconds to go, opening quarter. Saluki's off the timeout, 15-11. They trail. Here's Anthony Gerald into the game in the left corner. Back out to Henry. Left side in the corner. Here's Gerald, a long three. It's good. Anthony Gerald, a transfer from Lawrenceville to Red Hill. Hits from three, and the Salukis are down by one. 12 seconds to go here in the opening quarter of play. Here's Toole deep in the right corner. Looking underneath, nothing happening there. Cross-court skip pass to Sherman. Top of the key to Jones. Three-pointer on the way. Off the mark, no good. As the first quarter comes to a close. On the People State Bank Best Way Express scoreboard from the Toyota Bushuku press box here at Lawrenceville High School. Lawrenceville 15, Red Hill 14. This is Indian and Saluki basketball on WAKO.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Embraer Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Embraer Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit EmbraerFCU.com or call us, 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Embraer Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Indians turn the ball over off of the timeout. Josh Henry with the loose ball. Logan Williams into the game for the Indians off the break. We're into the second quarter here, 15-14. Lawrenceville on top, Sherman out for the Indians. Replaced in there by Noah Wager. Back in there, here's Williams in the right corner on the dribble. Back out to Toole at the top of the key against the Saluki zone. Now they feed it left corner to Wager. On, now he dribbles to the wing. Left baseline jumper by Jones. Off the mark, no good. And we have a foul charged over the back against the Indians. So the Salukis with the ball and a chance to take the lead here.
First quarter shooting, Steve. The Indians were 6 of 16, 2 of 4 from three-point range. I'm sorry, that's Red Hill. 6 of 16, 2 of 4 from three-point range, 0 of 2 from the foul line. Lawrenceville, 6 out of 11, 2 of 5 from three-point range, and made its only free throw.
Salukis get the ball across the timeline. Allen to the hole, lays it up and in. Drake Allen with a nice baseline drive. Left side of the Salukis lead, 16 to 15. 7:10 to go, second quarter. Toole on the right wing, top of the key to Wager. Now left side to Jones, three-pointer on the way. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Williams in the corner. Toole, a long three, got it. Skyler Toole from the deep left corner, deep right corner, actually. 18-16, Indians on top by two. Again, the trapping pressure. Allen across the timeline to Henry in the middle now to Worth at the high post. Here is a jumper, no good by Allen. A three-pointer from the left side, off the mark. It'll be Indian basketball. 6:40 to go, second quarter, a two-point Lawrenceville lead. 6:35 to go here in the second period of play. Here's Jones deep on the left wing in the middle now to Winningham, Blaine Winningham, back into the game after a brief break there. In the corner, Wager. They give him a lot of room there on the baseline, right side to Williams. Top of the key to Toole. Three-pointer on the way by Skyler. Off the mark, no good. Williams the rebound. Now to Toole again, deep on the right wing. Back out front to Jones. Left side in the corner to Wager, and he's called for a walk. It'll be a little while for the rust to come off, for Noah Wager hasn't played at all since the beginning of the year, so you can anticipate him to being a little rusty.
That's seven turnovers on Lawrenceville. Red Hills committed four.
Across the timeline, here's Henry feeding it in the left corner to Gerald. Back out front to Allen. Now right side to Henry, and the Salukis will go into a set. There's a steal by Jones, stepping in front of Worth. Jones to the middle, heads to the hole. His follow-away is good off glass from the right side, about 12 feet. Jordan Jones with the hoop, and the Indians lead by four, 20-16. 5:42 to go here in the quarter. Gerald open from three, land in the corner. Missed everything this time. Rebounded by Jones of the Indians. Quickly up floor to Toole on the right wing. In the corner to Wager, thought about the three. Now steps back, takes it, short. Rebounded by Gerald of the Salukis. Off to Henry, across the timeline. Left side to Allen. Now back to Henry, top of the key. Wager, I should say Worth with a jumper. Up and in. Nice jumper by the 6'7", Nathan Worth from the free throw line.
4 points tonight for Worth.
And it is 20-18, 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter of play. Here's Williams in the corner. A jumper is up and in, but he's called for a walk, a travel. And so it'll be Saluki basketball.
Nine turnovers now, Lawrenceville.
Drake Allen brings it across the timeline for the Salukis. Now off to Henry, back to Allen against that zone, top of the key. Left side to Worth. Worth on the wing, back out front to Henry. Now to Allen, looking down low. Salukis trying to free somebody up in the middle against that zone. Tough to do. Here's Allen on the dribble, guarded by Williams out front. Size mismatch there, and there's a bumping foul on Logan Williams. Williams for the Indians is a 6 foot, 145-pound senior, number 11.
First foul on Logan Williams. That's six on Lawrenceville, so Red Hill will be shooting bonus from here on out. The Salukis have committed but three fouls.
Salukis worked the ball out front. Allen in the left corner to Gerald. Back out front to Allen. Now right side deep to Henry. Back to Allen. Here's Worth in the corner to Gerald. Thought about the three from there. Back out front. And a double team. Allen in trouble near the half line. Worth comes to help him out. Now underneath to Volkman. Has the ball stripped away underneath by Williams. Williams one on two. Goes to the middle. Now backs it out. Top of the key. Off to Jones. Left side to Wager. Loads up a long three. No good. Rebounded by Allen of the Salukis. Drake Allen quickly up floor. Left side dribble all the way to the hole. And called for a travel. So turnover on the Salukis.
Starting the mount up now on Red Hill, that's seven.
Williams is out for the Indians. And back in for the Indians is Winkles.
And new Volkman. Player in, Mason Moore for the Salukis, number 32.
Mason Moore is a 6'3 senior. Underneath they go to Wager through his hands. A nice pass by Winkles, but Noah couldn't handle the ball underneath. And the Salukis come away with a loose ball, trailing 20-18. 3:30 to go in the second quarter of play. Here's Worth back out front to Henry. Henry in the corner. The ball intercepted, intended for Gerald. Bad pass. And rebounded by Toole underneath. They go left side to Winkles. Long jumper is good. A three ball. Good ball movement by the Indians there. They spotted the open man Winkles in the left corner for a three. And it's 23-18
second
in favor
three.
Of the Salukis.
Second three of the night for Winkles.
In favor of the Indians, I stand corrected. 2:54 to go here in the second quarter. Worth double teamed. Has the ball knocked away. Scramble for the loose ball. Out of bounds. It will be Indian basketball. They say last touched by the Salukis. Brennan Winningham into the game for the Indians, replacing Skyler Toole for Randy Bishop. And Randy Bishop wants a timeout, an Amberall Federal Credit Union timeout. 2:45 to go, second quarter. Lawrenceville 23 and Red Hill 18 on the People's State Bank Best Way Express scoreboard. This is Indian and Saluki basketball on WAKO.
Wabash General Hospital is pleased to offer an orthopedic and sports medicine clinic at Lawrence County Hospital. Appointments are accepted by Dr. Jewel Cole Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Physician's Assistant Julia Corwin, and Beth Fisher every Friday and every other Monday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Lawrenceville by calling 618-707-4360. Wabash General Hospital is proud to serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson back here at Lawrenceville High School. 2:45 to go, second quarter. Lawrenceville 23, Red Hill 18. Indian and Saluki basketball brought your way by KZ State Bank, your community, your bank, and by Wabash General Hospital, high quality and effective health care. Off the timeout, Indians with the ball, leading 23-18. Indians working the ball against the zone of the Salukis. It's tipped away by Worth, intercepted by Allen. Here's Worth in the deep left corner, dribbles to the left baseline, feeds in the right corner to Gerald, and loses it out of bounds. Turnover on the Salukis.
That's 10 turnovers on Red Hill. Lawrenceville's made 11.
Brennan Winningham will bring it across the timeline. The 5'11", 185-pound sophomore. Number three on his back. Now to Wager. Back out to Winningham. That's Brennan. Both Winninghams in the game now for the Indians. Here's Winkles deep on the left wing, left corner to Wager. Back out on the left wing to Brennan Winningham. Dribbles between the circles against the Saluki zone. 1:53 to go, second quarter. 23-18 Lawrenceville. Indians and Salukis, part one here in Lawrenceville tonight. Here's Winningham, left side to Winkles on the wing. Long three is off the mark, and Allen with the rebound for the Salukis. Drake across the timeline, left side dribble, down the hole he goes, the lane he goes, to the hole, I should say, and a foul charged against the Indians. Tool getting set to check back in.
That's a first foul on Winkles. Allen going to be shooting the bonus here. He's got 7 points tonight. He's made three baskets, and one of those was a three. He's going to the foul line for the first time.
Free throw up and no good by Allen. Rebounded by Lane Winningham. Off to Toole across the timeline on the left side dribble. In the left corner they go to Wager. Tries to take the baseline. Feeds it up to Winningham. He's under the basket. Has the ball knocked away but recovers on the right baseline. Now to Wager on the right wing. Top of the key to Jones. Back out to Toole. Now to Jones. To Toole against that zone. Underneath the Winningham, Lane to the hole, lays it up short, gets his own rebound, up and in, and a foul, and a chance at a three-point play. Lane Winningham, the 6'3", 185-pound senior with a close-in hoop for the Indians, and the Tribe lead by 7, 25-18, with a minute 5 to go here in the second quarter.
That foul was on Drake Allen, his first.
Free throw up and in by Winningham. Three-point play by Blaine. And now full court pressure by the Indians, trapping pressure. Allen will get it across the timeline. Feeds it left side to Volkman. And he's hacked on his way to the hole. A drive to the basket. And Gavin Volkman back to the line for the Salukis with 57.8 seconds to go in the second quarter.
He'll be looking for his first point tonight. He was there earlier at the foul line and missed the couple of free throws. That foul was on Jones, his first.
Free throw by Volkman, no good. Sherman in and Wager out for the Indians. So the score remains 26-18 after the Volkman miss. He'll have another. On its way and good. One out of two. Salukis trail 26-19, 55 seconds to go in the second quarter. Toole across the timeline to Winningham. That's Brennan. Back to Toole. Top of the key. Now Jones deep in the corner on the baseline. Lane Winningham to the hole. Blocked away from behind by Worth. That's 6-7. Blocked shot by big Nathan Worth. Salukis on the attack here. Here's Allen dribbling away from double team pressure. Gerald Right side out front to Henry. Now to Worth. Left side in the middle now to Henry down the lane. Lays it up with the right hand. He missed it. Gavin Volkman with the rebound. Battling for it. Loose ball. Out of bounds. With 20 seconds to go here in the second quarter. And it will be Saluki basketball underneath their own hoop. Henry will be the trigger man. Looking, gets it out front to Gerald between the circles. 18 seconds to go. Worth deep on the right wing. Now leaves it off for Henry. 13 seconds to go. Now to Allen. Down the lane he comes. Puts it up. No good from about 10 feet. Rebounded by Jones. 6 seconds to go. Toole back to Jones. Now to Toole in the right corner. Shot on the way. Off the mark. No good. As the second quarter comes to a close. So after two quarters of play here at Lawrenceville High School from the Toyota Boshuku Illinois Press Box on the People's State Bank and the Best Way Express scoreboard, Lawrenceville 26 and Red Hill 19. 26-19, Indians on top. Bill and I are back with the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report in about 2 minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki and Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on WAKO.
Hello, I'm Dr. Cole.
Oh, hey, Doc.
Any questions before your surgery?
Yeah, can you pass me my tablet? I want to quick do some banking.
Some banking?
Yeah, with my bank I can pay bills, transfer funds, even deposit checks. Anytime, anywhere.
So, no concerns?
Of course not. It's stress-free mobile banking.
Casey State Bank is mobily awesome. For a better way to bank, visit caseystatebank.com. Casey State Bank, your community, your bank. Member FDIC.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Working at Toyota Boshoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Boshoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Boshoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Boshoku.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenience store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, halftime. It's the Lawrenceville Indians and the Red Hill Salukis doing battle here. Lawrence County battle in Lawrenceville. And after one half of play, it's the Indians 26, the Salukis 19. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson. Time now for the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. Bill has a look at some of the first half numbers.
Steve, it's been a really good first half from standpoint, it's been a good game to watch. The Indians lead here at halftime 26-19, but it was very close throughout most of the first quarter. The Indians actually did lead 1 point, 15-9. Red Hill scored the final 5 points of the first quarter to close it to 15-14 at the quarter stop. Then Red Hill took its only lead of the night when Drake Allen drove to the basket and scored with 7:15 to play in the second quarter to put the Red Hill up 16-15, but Skylar Toole, just seconds later, responded with a three-point basket, and that put the Indians on top 18-16. They went on to finish strong in the second quarter, lead here at halftime 26-19. Shooting-wise, Red Hill is 8 out of 22, 2 of 6 from three-pointers. They've been to the foul line four times, and made only one. So Red Hill not shooting the ball very well in any particular aspect of the game. The Indians are 10 of 24 from the floor. They're 4 out of 13 from three-point range. Have been to the foul line twice and made both of them. Turnovers, 11 on Lawrenceville, 12 for Red Hill. And Lawrenceville owns an 11-10 advantage on the board. Scoring-wise for Red Hill, Drake Allen leads the way. He's got a three-pointer, two two-pointers, misses only free throw. He's got 7 points tonight. 2 points each, or 4 points each for Cameron Ray and Nathan Worth. They've both made two baskets apiece. Anthony Gerald scored three off the bench. Gavin Bulkman scored a free throw. Josh Henry started and has not scored in the game. Mason Moore also played off the bench for Red Hill and did not score. For the Indians, Skylar Toole has a three-pointer, two two-pointers, made a free throw. He leads all players tonight with 8 points. 5 points for Jordan Jones. He's got a three-pointer and a two-pointer. 3 points for Blaine Winningham. 2 points for Noah Weger and Braden Sherman. Jarrett Winkles came off the bench and hit 2 three-pointers for the Indians. He's got 6 points. Williams and Brennan Winningham both played off the bench, did not score. And again at halftime here, Lawrenceville Indians lead the Red Hill Salukis in the Lawrence County battle 26-19.
JV, Indians won that 60-29. Zeth Underhill had 14. Damon Zollers 11 and Leighton Ivers 10 for the Indians. And for the Salukis, Dawson Holtz with 13 and Andrew Maxfield with 10. Again here at halftime, it is the Lawrenceville Indians 26 and the Red Hill Salukis 19. We're back with more after we hear from Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here on the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report, Lawrenceville High School, the scene of Indian and Saluki basketball. Indians leading by 7 here at the half, 26-19. Bill, good first half, as you mentioned. Both teams playing a lot of zone here and daring the other team to beat them from the outside. And so far it's been tight.
Yeah, neither team, again, is shooting ball especially well. The Indians were 10 of 24, Red Hill 8 of 22, so the zone seemed to be working for both teams. And, statistically the game is even in most categories. I just think the Indians are shooting the ball just a little bit better right now, and that's what's enabled them to build this lead. They actually, at one point in that, late in the second quarter, about a minute and a half before halftime, Blaine Winningham scored his only 3 points of the night. He scored, was fouled, made the free throw. That gave Lawrenceville a 26-18 lead. That was the biggest lead of the night. Red Hill came back and cut into it with a free throw by Volkman just right before the first half ended. So here it is at halftime. It's 26-19 Lawrenceville, and 3 minutes to go until we tip it off against Steve. They're passing the bucket right now through the stands. A very worthy cause. The Lawrence County Senior Citizen Center is in desperate straits at the present time. And right now they're passing a bucket through the stands. The Red Hill fans are putting their money in a red bucket. Lawrenceville fans are putting their money in a red bucket. Red Hill fans are putting their money in a blue bucket. They're going to see who collects the most money for the Senior Center tonight. Great effort by everybody.
All right, here at halftime, 26-19, Indians on top. This has been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report. Bill and I are back with the second half in 2 minutes. You're listening to Indian and Saluki Basketball on WAKO. Well, the Johnson deal is a bad deal.
I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. 'Cause a Dobson deal
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is excited to expand our ear, nose, and throat services with the addition of Stephanie Zuber, ENT Physician Assistant. Stephanie is available in the first floor ENT clinic as well as at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic. She can diagnose and treat many issues related to the ears, nose, and throat. She's available to see patients at Carl Bridgeport on Mondays and Tuesday through Friday at the hospital location. Call 618-395-1944 for an appointment.
Great. I need gas, but I'm out of cash.
You need a student checking account from People's State Bank.
I usually just cash my paycheck and hold on to the money.
My account offers a debit card, so I don't always need cash. Plus, it earns interest. I can check my balance anywhere on the free app, and there's no monthly fees.
That does sound pretty convenient.
Visit People's State Bank today to ask about the student checking account. People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit psbnewton.com.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, ready for the second half of action. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. Lawrenceville Indians 26, Red Hill Salukis 19. Indian and Saluki basketball brought your way by People's State Bank. Ask about their student checking accounts and by Toyota Boshuku, Illinois. Salukis with the ball to begin the third quarter of action. Glad you're with us here on this Friday night. Double team against Ray now to Josh Henry, back to Cameron Ray, saddled with two fouls early on. Here's Drake Allen in the left corner. Back out front to Henry, right corner to Volkman. Feeds it underneath to Worth, ball knocked away. Scramble for the loose ball, Volkman with it. Now off to Ray, left side, he shot up and in, a foul! And a chance at a three-point play. Cameron Ray just kind of threw that up there as he was falling to the floor, and it went in. And a chance at a three-point play for the Saluki guard, Cameron Ray, a 5'11 junior. Outstanding golfer. And his free throw is up and in. And he's a pretty good basketball player, too.
Three fouls on Logan Williams.
26-22, a four-point Indian lead. Again, the Saluki stay in that zone and pack it in, daring the Indians to beat them from the outside. Logan Williams, who starts the second half, gets it to Jones against that zone on the right, left side. Ball tipped away, and ball knocked out of bounds. Last touched by the Indians, it'll be Saluki basketball. So the Salukis with the better of the play here at the outset of this third quarter play. Trying to draw to within two with a hoop here. 7:10 to go, just underway, third quarter. Here's Ray, deep on the right wing, now to Henry. Henry on the dribble, feeds it to Allen, but it's intercepted by Wager, but he loses it out of bounds, off his foot. Had the right idea, was heading up floor, but went off his foot and out of bounds. Can't fault aggressiveness.
No, errors of commission are the kind of errors to make, right?
There you go. Here's Ray, now right side to Henry. In the middle, it's intercepted by Toole. Toole one on two, heads to the hole, lays it up. And no good, but he was hacked and fouled. And we'll head to the line for Indian free throws.
Skyler already leading the Indians with 8 points tonight. And he's going to go to the line, looking to get double figures. That foul was on Henry, his second. First of the half on Red Hill.
Skyler two at the line for the Tribe. His free throw is up and no good. And the score remains 26-22 Indians. Again, just underway here in the second half. 6:49 to go, third quarter. Free throw up and in by Toole. One out of Toole for Skyler. 27-22, a five-point lead. Again, the Indians with some trapping pressure. Toole and Williams out front. And that pressure. Salukis get it across the timeline to Volkman. Now lays it off to Ray. Now left side in the corner to Volkman, and he loses it out of bounds right in front of Brian Havel.
Oh, boy, right in front of Coach Havel.
Turnover on the Salukis. Indians with the ball, leading by five, 27-22. Logan Williams deep on the left wing. Now between the circles, Toole thought about a long three from there, but doesn't take it. Now left side to Williams. Back to Toole, top of the key. Williams on the wing. Trying to get him free for a shot. Can't do it. Jones out on that wing, too. Here's a long jumper by Williams. It's good. There's a three ball. Left side by Logan Williams. 30-22, Indians by 8 with 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
First bucket of the night for Logan.
Ray across the timeline and loses it out of bounds. Turnover on the Salukis.
That's 14 now on Red Hill.
Brian Havel not going to be happy with that turnover.
Indians
number.
Have the biggest lead of the night, and they're threatening to take it to double digits.
Here's Wager feeding in right to Winningham. Missed him, but Williams has it. Now back out front to Jones. A long three. No good from the right side. Rebounded by Henry. Josh Henry lets the traffic clear. Now left side of the corner to Allen. Back out to Henry on the wing. Right side to Ray. Against that Indian zone. Ray loses his footing. Looks for a teammate to get it to, but it's stolen away. Nope.
I think they say Lawrence still kicked. No. They're giving Red Hill the timeout. Havel called the timeout when Cameron Ray had the ball there, and timeout Salukis.
Amaral Federal Credit Union timeout. 5:24 to go, third quarter. Lawrenceville 30 and Red Hill 22 on the Best Way Express People's State Bank scoreboard. This is Indian and Saluki basketball on WAKO.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Equal Housing Lender, and Member FDIC.
Back here at LHS off the timeout, Salukis, Drake Allen fouled out front, double teamed by Toole and Williams, foul charged, and Williams now picked up his fourth foul. He'll have to check out of the game, replaced by Brennan Winningham in the Indian lineup. Here's Allen on the dribble, down the lane to the hole, left side, shot up, no good, rebound tapped up by Worth, no good. Brennan Winningham with the rebound, one-on-one, and almost walked there. He was lucky he didn't get called for traveling. Wager in the corner, a long three is good. Noah Wager, three ball from the deep left corner. 33-22, 11-point Indian lead. Now a foul charged against the Salukis, I believe. Brennan Winningham stole the ball away and was shoved from the back by a Saluki by Cameron Ray. So a little spurt here by the Indians has them up by double digits, 11. 4:45 to go here in the third quarter.
Third foul on Cameron Ray, too.
They work it underneath to Wager on the left baseline. Now back out front to Toole. There Jones lets a 10-footer go right in front of us here on the right baseline. 35-22, a 13-point lead. Here's Allen feeding it to Ray on the deep right wing. Cameron looking for Worth to get it to. Tapped out of bounds off of Worth's hands. And it will be Indian basketball. So the momentum is with the host Indians here at this juncture of the game. 4:19 to go in the third period and a 13-point Indian lead. Brennan Winningham between the circles. Now the Salukis have gone man-to-man out of that zone. Now top of the key to Toole. He shoots over the top. No good. Rebound fought for. And Henry with a loose ball. Quickly up floor, but it's intercepted by Toole. Toole now to Jones. On the left side, thought about a three in the left corner. Wager thought about another three there, but he deals it inside. Blaine Winningham to the hole with the right hand against Worth. And he's fouled. And we'll head to the line for free throws.
First foul on Worth. Blaine's going to go to the line looking for his fourth and fifth points of the game.
3:47 to go in the contest, or at least in the third quarter. Free throw up and in by Blaine Winningham. And it's 36-22, a 14-point Indian lead. Biggest of the night. Second free throw up and in. 37-22. Salukis could use a hoop here. Indians with some trapping pressure, and Ray bust between a double team and was fouled, bumped by, I believe, Skyler Toole. It was his second.
Second foul on Toole, three on the team. The Indians are on an 11-0 spree as we speak.
3:44 to go here in the third quarter of play, 37-22. Allen against the trapping pressure. Now to Ray across the timeline. Right side dribble goes right to the hole. Lays it up. Scores! And I think a foul, offensive foul. It was a charge on Cameron Ray.
That's his fourth foul. But the basket is wiped out. No basket.
And Gerald, Anthony Gerald, checks in for the Salukis to replace Cameron Ray. 3:25 to go, third quarter is Winningham. Blaine taking the left baseline and a foul charged.
That's traveling.
I'm sorry.
Player was blocking your view there. So that's 14 turnovers on the Indians, and Red Hill is up to 18 now.
And it comes to Allen across the timeline. He loses the handle but gets it to Henry. Triple team, now to Worth, underneath to Volkman, who shoots, no good. And an offensive foul charge on the Salukis, Gavin Volkman. He doesn't agree with the call, neither does Brian Havel down there. And it'll be Indian basketball, much to the chagrin of the Saluki fans off to my left here and the Saluki bench. Robert Petty on the sideline down there with Eric Adamson and Gene Allen. Robert Petty was quite a player for the Salukis in his time. The best rebounders they've ever had. Shot up no good by Toole and rebounded by Drake Allen. A foul charge, rebounding foul on the Indians. I think Noah Weger came over the back.
Third foul on Noah Weger. Four fouls on the Indians here in this quarter. Winkles is going to take Noah Weger's place.
And it comes to Allen, now to Henry, in the middle to Worth. Across the timeline he comes, has the ball knocked away from behind. Last touched by Jordan Jones of the Indians. Right in front of the Saluki bench, it'll be Saluki ball. 2:49 to go here in the third quarter, 37-22. Lawrenceville on top. In it comes to Allen, he's double-teamed, feeds it in the middle to Worth. Now left side to Gerald. Ball's tipped and intercepted by Toole. To the hole, he lays it up and in. Skyler Toole with the basket, 39-22. Now the ball taken away from Allen by Toole, who shoots and scores again. And a timeout wanted by Brian Havel. An Amberall Federal Credit Union timeout on the People's State Bank and the Best Way Express scoreboard. 2:27 to go, third quarter. Lawrenceville, 41. Red Hill, 22. This is Saluki and Indian basketball on WAKO.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, 2:27 to go, third quarter. Indians in control here. Nice run by the Indians. Has them on top, Bill, 41-22.
Yeah, they're in the midst of a 14-0 run. Cameron Ray hit that three-point play at the outset of the second half to pull Red Hill within 26-22, but since then the Indians have reeled off 14 in a row. Skyler Toole scoring the last four of those right off of two turnovers, and it's 41-22 Lawrenceville, 2:27 to play, third quarter.
Yeah, Salukis could use a hoop here off the timeout. They're on the ropes here a little bit. Still a lot of time to go in this game. We're in the third quarter. And it comes to Henry, and across the timeline he comes, and he's bumped and fouled by the Indians. I think Jones picked up that foul.
Second foul on Jordan. Both teams now have five fouls here in the second half.
And Salukis will inbound at side court, and it comes to Drake Allen. Feeds it in the middle now to Worth at the high post. Left side to Gerald, long three-pointer. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Volkman, but he can't handle the loose ball. And it goes out of bounds, but last touched by an Indian, by Jones. by Winningham. It'll be Saluki basketball as Cameron Ray checks back in, replacing Josh Henry for Brian Havel. Got to have some offense in there for the Salukis, and that's what Havel's thinking. Here's Allen, double-teamed out to Worth. Now back out front between the circles in the middle, left side. Gerald along, arcing three is no good from the left side. Rebounded by Jones. Indians wanting to run. Feeds it underneath to Winningham, lays it up and in. Jones to Winningham. And it's 43-22. And now a foul on Cameron Ray as he raced the ball up the floor quickly. And a bumping foul charged on the Indians. Minute 48 to go here in the third quarter. Indians have a 43-22 lead.
Last foul on Brendan Winningham, his first.
Here's a top-of-the-key jumper off the mark by Worth, rebounded by Blaine Winningham. Outlet pass to Winkles across the timeline, left side. Dribble now between the circles to Jones. Now to Winkles on the deep left wing, looks to the middle. Now between the circles to Blaine Winningham. Here's Brennan. Deep on the right wing, guarded by Volkman in the Saluki man-to-man. A minute 20 to go here in the third quarter. Blaine Winningham on the left wing, on the dribble. Directing traffic from out there, feeds it to the high post to Jones. Now Winningham, Brennan on the right wing, back between the circles to Jones. Indians being deliberate here, as deliberate as they've been all game. With this big lead and a minute to go in the third quarter. Jones pops to the high post between the circles. Now Winningham, Brennan on the right wing. Back to Jones between the circles. Less than a minute to go, third quarter. 43-22, Indians down underneath. Backdoor cut. Shot up, no good by Jones. Gets his own rebound. Up, no good. And Allen with the board. Two in close chances for Jordan Jones. Couldn't get him to fall. 35 seconds to go, third quarter, 43-22. Ball's tipped away and out of bounds. Their last touch by Cameron Ray. It'll be Indian basketball. And a timeout wanted by Randy Bishop. Going to be a 30-second break. We'll hold it right here. 31.2 seconds to go. 43-22 in favor of the Indians.
Well, the Salukis have gone 7 minutes almost, actually 6 minutes and 59 seconds to be truthful, without a basket. They last scored with 7:30 to play in the third quarter. There's now 7 minutes later, they've been outscored 16-0, and that 26-22 Lawrenceville lead has turned into a 43-22 Lawrenceville lead, and the game is in hand for the Indians.
Quick timeout there by Randy Bishop. 31.2 seconds to go. Indians with the lead and the ball. Trying to notch their second win of the year. Here's Toole deep on the right wing. Now to Winkles in the right corner. Back out to Toole. 20 seconds to go. Toole between the circles. Right side to Winningham. Brandon Winningham. Ball knocked away from him by Volkman. Now the ball out of bounds. And last touched by the Indians. It'll be Saluki basketball. 10 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Worth inbounds to Allen. He'll try to bring it up against the pressure. 8 seconds to go. Feeds it to Ray. 5 seconds to go. Long, high arcing three off the mark as the third quarter comes to an end. A good quarter for the Lawrenceville Indians on the People State Bank and Best Way Express scoreboard. It's Lawrenceville 43 and Red Hill 22. This is Indian and Saluki basketball on the Light 103 and also the Legend.
Providing needed mental health services is important to Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We are pleased to offer a mental health nurse practitioner to Lawrence and surrounding counties to help meet the need for these services. Amelia Pauly is available to see outpatients at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic, located at 101 Industry Road in Bridgeport. Amelia specializes in adults and adolescents and can help with behavioral health issues and medication management. Call Carl Bridgeport at 618-945-3001 for an appointment.
This is Lawrence County Basketball on AM 910, FM 99.3, and 103.1 WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Indian and Saluki basketball brought your way by Bill Dobson Ford in Washington, Indiana. A Dobson deal is a better deal. And by Best Way Express, now hiring CDL drivers and Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. 8 minutes to go in this one. Lawrenceville Indians lead the Red Hill Salukis 43-22. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson here at LHS. Indians with the ball to begin the final period. There's a steal by Cameron Ray. Ray behind the back dribble has the ball go off the foot. Well, off his foot and out of bounds. A turnover on the Salukis. That burst by the Indians in that third quarter turned what was a tight game into a sizable Indian lead here with 7:47 to go in the contest. Here's Jones at the, Winningham at the high post. Leaves it off left side to Brennan Winningham. Now back to Blaine. Between the circles to Ethan Kelly, who's checked into the game for the first time here this evening. Number 24 actually, for the Indians. Brennan Winningham, top of the key to Toole. His jumper is off the mark, no good, and Worth with the rebound for the Salukis. Nathan Worth will bring it up himself. Now to Cameron Ray, launches a long three right side, off the mark, no good, but the ball off of Brennan Winningham and out of bounds. It'll be Saluki basketball underneath their own hoop. 7:12 to go in the game. Anthony Jarrell inbounding for the Salukis into the left corner to Volkman. Gavin in trouble, has the ball off of a foot of an Indian that prevented perhaps a turnover there. He's put a lot of pressure on the Salukis in those corners. Now sub into the game, Noah Wager replacing Brennan Winningham for Randy Bishop and his staff, Ian Laughlin and Jeremy Brush over there on the sidelines. And it comes to Drake Allen. Feeds it now to Ray. Now the Indians have gone back to a little zone here after some man-to-man earlier. Here's Ray between the circles, left side to Allen on the wing. Feeds it underneath to Worth through his hands and intercepted by Jones. They had what they wanted but couldn't get Worth to convert. Now Jones down the lane, lays it up and in as he went right around the defender Volkman for a hoop. 45-22, Allen feeds it to Jarrell, loads up a three-pointer right side. It is no good off the mark. Wager with the rebound. Outlet pass to Toole. Quickly up floor to Kelly. Feeds it now to Blaine Winningham, and he is called for a walk. Wanted to pass, but then decided not to. At the last minute, he was in midair and came down and traveled. Again, the Indians with some trapping pressure. 6:19 to go in the game, 45-22. Allen down the lane, feeds it to Volkman, left side. Back out front, Worth at top of the key, a long three-pointer. Off the mark, no good. Blaine Winningham with the rebound for the Indians. Now Jones across the timeline. Wager in the corner. Kelly loads up a long three. It is off the mark, no good. There's Wager rebounding and no good. He was fouled from behind by Nathan Worth. Good inside position there by Noah Wager. And he'll go to the line for Indian free throws with 5:56 to go in the game. Free throw by Noah Wager up and in. Sherman in and Williams in. Winningham and Jones are out for the Indians. And Henry back into the game also for the Salukis, replacing Gavin Volkman. Free throw no good by Wager, rebounded by Allen. 5:50 to go in the game as Drake Allen brings it across the timeline, leaves it for Henry. Now left side to Ray on the wing against the Indian 2-3 zone. Right side to Henry, cross court skip pass, left baseline, and shot up and no good by Allen from about 12 feet, rebounded by Williams of the Indians. 46-22, 5:30 to go in the game. Indians on top. Sherman at the high post. Right side to Kelly on the wing. Now in the right corner, Wager lets a long jumper go. It's off the mark, no good. Ball out of bounds, and it will be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. 5:18 to go in the contest. Wager inbounds. Sherman left open for a 10-footer, no good. Rebounded by Cameron Ray. He's quickly up floor, left side to Jarrell, back to Allen. Long three-pointer is good from the left side by Drake Allen.
First basket in a long, long time. In fact, about 8 minutes for Red Hill.
46-25, 4:55 to go in the game as Logan Williams loses it out of bounds. Turnover on the Indians right in front of their bench, and Randy Bishop not happy with that. Unforced error, Tool out and Winkles in for the Indians. Here's Ray to Henry in the left corner to Gerald. Back out to Henry in the right corner. Long three-pointer by Allen off the mark, no good. Long rebound, run down by Henry. He saves it in to Worth. Now they try to fire it underneath. It's off the hands of Noah Wager and out of bounds. Saluki basketball underneath their own hoop with 4:33 to go in the game. 46-25, Lawrenceville. Cameron Ray, the trigger man, underneath the Saluki hoop in the left corner to Worth. Back out on the left wing to Henry. Now in the corner, Ray loads up a three-pointer. Got it. Cameron Ray able to set his feet and zero in on the basket. 46-28, Indians. 4:19 to go in the contest. Winkles deep on the left wing, guarded by Henry and the Saluki man-to-man. Kelly picked up by Gerald at the top of the key. On the dribble. Looks to the middle. Saluki's having to chase all over the floor now, trailing. Here's Wager down the lane as the ball slapped away from behind and out of bounds. Indian basketball underneath their own hoop with 4:02 to go in the game. Now Toole checking back in for the Indians, replacing Ethan Kelly in the lineup. Noah Wager will be the trigger man underneath the Indian basket. Wager looking to get it in, looking, does finally to Williams in the right corner. Back to Wager on the right wing. Now Williams in the right corner, feeding it down low to Sherman. Works to the hole, lays it up and in. Braden Sherman got Allen on his backside and flipped it up and in from close range. 48-28, a 20-point lead, and a foul charged, a bumping foul on the Indians. Winkles out and Blaine Winningham in for the Indians. Skylar Tool picked up that foul, his third. And Drake Allen goes to the line for Saluki free throws. Free throw on its way and good by Allen. 48-29. You look back at this game, that third quarter, and that big run by the Indians, which essentially all of this game away.
Yeah, 16 in a row, something like that.
Free throw up and in by Allen. 48-30, an 18-point lead. There's the ball knocked away. We have a foul charged on the Salukis.
Fouls on Drake Allen. Number two on him. And the Indians are going to be at the line.
Noah Wager at the line for Indian free throws here. Some of the fans begin to head for the exits. Free throw up and no good by Noah. Rebounded by Henry of the Salukis. Off to Drake Allen. Across the timeline he comes. Left side dribble. Now right side to Ray. In the right corner to Gerald. Back out to Ray. Loads up a long three. Top of the key. It's off the mark. No good. Blaine Winningham sweeps the rebound for the Indians. Off to Logan Williams. Across the timeline, left side dribble between the circles. Now right side to Tool on the wing. Dribbles to the baseline right side. Underneath the basket, feeds it back in the corner. Long jumper up and in by Williams. A three ball by Logan Williams.
Second three of the night for Williams.
Now down the lane, a drive by Drake Allen. And he lost the ball out of bounds, turning it over. 3:07 to go in the game. Going to be a timeout wanted by Brian Havel. Full minute timeout on the People's State Bank Best Way Express scoreboard. 3:07 to go in the game. It is Lawrenceville 51, Red Hill 30. You're listening to Saluki and Indian basketball on WAKO.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Great. I need gas, but I'm out of cash.
You need a student checking account from People's State Bank.
I usually just cash my paycheck and hold on to the money.
My account offers a debit card, so I don't always need cash. Plus, it earns interest. I can check my balance anywhere on the free app, and there's no monthly fees.
That does sound pretty convenient.
Visit People's State Bank today to ask about the student checking account. People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit psbnewton.com.
Off the timeout, Indians with the ball. 3 minutes to go in the game. Tribe leading 51-30. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. The ball knocked away by the Salukis. Cameron Ray with the steal. Down the lane he comes. Has it blocked away by Winningham. It goes to Gerald. He has it stripped away by Williams underneath. So the Indians come out of the basketball and the lead. 2:40 to go in the game. 51-30. Williams between the circle dribble. Picked up out there by Gerald and the Saluki man-to-man. Indians spread the floor. Here's Winningham at the high post. Now off to Toole. Toole top of the key, down the lane. Flips it up there and in. Skylar Toole down the lane with a dipsy-doo move. 53-30, a 23-point lead. Ray feeds it in the middle. It's intercepted by Toole. Toole, this time off to Wager, lays it up and in. Skylar Toole to Noah Wager running the floor. 55-30, and more fans begin to head for the exits here. Down the lane, Drake Allen, and a bumping foul, blocking foul charged against the Indians.
Some new guys coming in for the Indians. I see Damon Zollers checking in.
Seth Underhill also in there. Skylar Toole gets the glad hand from Indian head coach Randy Bishop, and Noah Wager does too. I know Noah's back, glad to get back out there. Allen's free throw is on its way and no good. And the long rebound comes to Gerald of the Salukis. Now to Allen again with a minute 57 to go in the contest. Looks like the Indians are going to notch a win here. Here's Cameron Ray, cross-court skip pass. Gerald loads up a long three. It's off the front iron, no good. Allen the rebound, up, no good. Rebounded by Winningham. Two good chances by the Salukis, but nothing would fall. Minute 35 to go. Underhill to the hole, spins to the middle, lays it up, no good. And we have a foul charged over the back, charged on the Indians. So we'll go to the other end for Saluki free throws with a minute 32 to go in the game. 55-30. This game was 26-22 in the third quarter, and a 14-0 run by the Indians got them comfortably in front. They led 43-22 after three quarters. Free throw no good by Henry. Rebounded by Worth. Beats it to Henry. Left side jumper off the mark. No good. Rebound controlled by Underhill. Underhill to the hole. Lays it up short. No good. Rebounded by Blaine Winningham in the middle to Sherman. He scores. Sherman with the basket for the Indians. Braden Sherman. 57-30, a 27-point lead. Now Ray has the ball knocked away when recovers back out front. Left side to Allen to the left baseline. Back to Ray. Fakes the three. Now heads to the basket on the dribble and is bumped and fouled with 56.5 seconds to go in the game. Ball that remains to be determined here. The final score, it's 57-30 right now. 57.5 seconds to go. Ethan Kelly getting set to check into the game.
For what it's worth, Logan Williams just fouled out.
Free throw up and in by Cameron Ray. 57-31. Free throw up and in. 57-32. Ryan Schultz checking into the game, the 6'2", 215-pound sophomore, replacing Blaine Winningham, who gets the glad hand on the Indian sideline. Underhill across the timeline, 50 seconds to go. Beats it to Kelly, right wing. Now to Underhill, trying to take the right baseline. Bumped and fouled by the Salukis. Stopping the clock with 46 and a half seconds to go.
That is the fourth foul on Drake Allen, for what it's worth. And was that Underhill at the line?
It is Underhill at the line. His free throw is up and no good. Rebound control by Worth of the Salukis. Off to Henry across the timeline. Now to Allen, top of the key. Three-pointer on the way. Off the mark, no good. Long rebound run down by Henry. Now in the corner, Gerald lets a long three ball go. It's off the mark, no good. Zoller's the rebound for the Indians. 28 seconds to go in the game. Here's Underhill heading to the hole. Cut off there. Now it's intercepted by Ray with 20 seconds to go. Ray behind the back dribble across the timeline. Feeds it left side. Allen, a three-pointer is good from the left corner. Drake Allen with a hoop. 57 to 35. 9 seconds to go. Indians will inbound and they'll dribble out the clock. Final score of this game is going to be 57 to 35. So the Lawrenceville Indians pick up the victory, and they're now at 2-3. And the Red Hill Salukis drop below the 500 mark, and they're at 3-4 now after this victory. Here at home, the Indians winning by a score of 57 to 35 on the People's State Bank scoreboard and also the Best Way Express scoreboard. Again, that final from the Toyota Bushuku press box, 57-35. Indians win it. Bill and I are back with the postgame show coming up in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Indian and Saluki basketball on WAKO.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenience store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Equal Housing Lender, and Member FDIC.
Drafty, old windows, let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Enjoy a great homemade meal in a family-friendly atmosphere. Jay's Hilltop Bar & Grill serves a full breakfast and lunch menu Monday through Saturday. Stop in to enjoy dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday with several favorites including catfish, walleye, chicken, steak, and frog legs. Jay's Hilltop Bar & Grill has a convenient drive-up window for call-ahead carryout. Located at 459 West State Street in Bridgeport, also follow Jay's Hilltop Bar & Grill on Facebook for updated specials.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School as the fans head out here after having watched the Indians defeat the Salukis in this Lawrence County battle here tonight by a score of 57-35. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson back here. Glad you're with us on this Friday night. Indians sweeping the action here tonight, winning the JV game 60-29. And then using a strong third quarter to defeat the Red Hill Salukis 57-35. Time now for the Sterling & Company Professional Corporation in Washington, Indiana postgame show. Indians win it again by a score of 57-35.
Well, Steve, the Indians outscored their rivals from Red Hill in all four quarters tonight. Indians led it 15-14 after a quarter, outscored Red Hill 11-5 in that second quarter to take a 26-19 halftime lead and then really took control of the game. Lawrenceville outscored Red Hill 17-3 in the third quarter, led it 43-22 after three quarters. There was a big run in that quarter, 17-0 run, it looks like, for the Indians to expand that lead from 26-22 to 43-22. Then Lawrenceville outscored Red Hill in the fourth quarter, 14-13. Leading the way for Lawrenceville, Skyler Toole had 15 points tonight. He was the only Indian in double figure, but he had a whole lot of help. A lot of balance tonight from the Indians. Jordan Jones had 9 points. 8 points for Noah Swager in his season's debut. 8 points for Williams off the bench. 7 points for Blaine Winningham. 6 points each for Sherman and Winkles. Kelly, Brennan Winningham, Zollers, Underhill, and Schultz all played, didn't score. For Red Hill, Drake Allen led the way with 15 points. Cameron Ray had 11. 4 points for Worth. 3 points for Anthony Jarrell. And a point for Gavin Volkman.
Indian head coach Randy Bishop joins us here in the postgame show as the Indians pick up the victory by a score of 57-35. And Randy, this game was tight. Third quarter, though, you put the pressure on, got a nice run, and put the game away essentially.
Yeah,
there.
I was really happy with the way we came out in third quarter and really got after him on the pressure. We made a switch. We had Winningham on the top of the press, who normally doesn't play there, but we thought we'd try a longer player. But then I put Toole back at the point and put Brennan Winningham in, give us another quick guard, and those guys forced him into several turnovers, which was good. That gave us a run then.
How do you think your guys played overall? You got Noah Wager back. He's still got some rust on him, but it's good to have him back, isn't it?
It is, because he's got length and he can jump, and he'll be fine. He's excited that he got to play and probably was up a little bit too much, a little bit rusty, but he's going to come around. I thought Jones in the fourth quarter played pretty good on defense. He did some nice things. Winningham did really good job on the boards, Blaine did. So, you know, we had several kids contribute. Winkles did a nice job coming in when we speeded up the pace a little bit. So it's a good win for us. It's a conference game, so it's good to win.
Randy, you played so poorly against Salem, and you even said yourself that you felt like the team was soft. How important was it to bounce back like that?
Well, it's really important that you come back and you compete. You know, in all fairness to our kids, Salem's just a different animal. You're talking athletic kids that are 6'5", physical, and we got to learn to play with those type of people. I thought Red Hill, you know, they were physical at times, and took us a while to kind of adjust to that and start playing harder. You know, Winningham picking up the charges. We've been trying to get kids to pick up charges because early in the game they were driving to the basket. Once we stopped that bleeding, then we were in good shape. But I'm happy because we started showing a little bit more physicality tonight, and they don't like being called soft.
All right, so now it's on the road for you for a while. You go to Oblong, you get some non-conference action coming up here.
Yeah, I think we'll bounce back and play well against them. And, you know, after that, we've got Flora. That'll be a pretty good game. They got a foreign exchange student moved in there, about 6'5". But we're going to get better every week. And I'm thinking we can win the next five games if they really come to play and do what we've been working on. So, you know, we're getting better. Takes a while to learn that zone. The ball press is hard. Takes a long time to learn the shift. Probably after Christmas, we'll show major improvement in that.
All right, Randy, congratulations on the win. We'll see you next week.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you, Randy.
Indian head coach Randy Bishop. Again, the Indians win here by a score of 57-35. Don't see Saluki head coach Brian Havel anywhere close, so we're going to take a break here and be back with more. And our player of the game, players of the game, you're listening to Saluki and Indian basketball on WAKO.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Well, a Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of
Back here on the postgame show, Steve Anderson, along with Bill Richardson, Sabuki head coach Brian Havel joins us here on the postgame show. And Brian, this game was tight third quarter, and then they put a run on you that sort of knocked you out of your game.
Yeah, it's early, and we're fighting certain tendencies, and unfortunately, that's kind of been a tendency here, and it almost seems like it's been that third quarter. And the games we've lost, we've come out and been punched in the mouth. And, when you're playing a team like Lawrenceville, you can't have a bad quarter. And we did. And, like you said, it was tied at halftime. I thought we were kind of where we wanted to be. We were within striking distance. And then the third quarter, I think we got five shots up. And they didn't change anything they'd done. They come out more aggressively. But that's the way they came. They started the game, So it was – we just had problems attacking it.
Yeah, and you didn't shoot very well here
no,
either.
No, we
didn't. The shots you got that just didn't go in.
I agree. That's what we told the kids after the game. I mean, team-wise and individually-wise, we didn't shoot it real well on the offensive end. I mean, we had some shots that I'm pretty good with us getting, and they didn't go down. And those shots, obviously, that's just the way the game goes. That's the name of the game. But I thought we – continued to play, and then we just gave too much separation in the third quarter, and then the fourth quarter was just we had too much of an uphill battle at that point in time.
Well, up next up for you, you have Olney a week from tonight to get ready for.
Yeah, it doesn't get any easier with Olney. We at least do get a little bit of a break, a week off from games. We've been nothing but playing a lot of games. Seven games in, so we get a little break this weekend, and then we'll get back to it Monday and prepare for Olney. And, Olney was the same thing where we had a bad quarter against them, and the same thing happened. So we got to continue to fight that, and, it's nothing we haven't talked about a lot, and we'll continue to talk about it. And as I told the kids, we're going to continue to try to get better and continue to improve. It's a long, long basketball season, and it's a marathon, not a sprint, so we'll be all right.
All right, we'll see
you
next week.
All right, thank you, guys.
Sabuki head coach Brian Havel. Again, the Sabukis lose here by a score of 57-35, fall to 3-4 on the season. Indians improved to 2-3. All that remains for us to do here, take care of a little business, to name our Anna Lou Chapman with Remax Real Estate in Washington, Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited in Washington, and Bill Dobson, four tough players of the game. Bill, what do you think?
I'm going to go with the leading scorers this time, Steve. Drake Allen had 15 points and grabbed five rebounds for the Salukis. Hit three three-pointers on the night, had 15 points, led the Salukis with 15 points, and he's the Red Hill player of the game. Lawrenceville had a whole lot of balance tonight. Skylar Toole was the only one in double figures. He finished with 15 points, had a three-point basket, and Skylar Toole is the player of the game for Lawrenceville.
All right, so the Indians again win both games here. They win the JV contest 60-29, then win the varsity contest 57-35. Thanks to our producer-engineer back at the Waco Studios, Bill Schroed, for his good work. Thanks to you, Bill. Thanks to you, of course, for listening. And, of course, Bill, thanks to you for your good work. We'll see you next week. Indians hit the road, head to Oblong on Tuesday. All right, that's going to do it here from Lawrenceville High School. Again, the final on the People's State Bank and the Best Way Express scoreboard, Lawrenceville 57, Red Hill 35. Steve Anderson saying so long from LHS.
You've been listening to Lawrence County basketball action on Lawrence County sports leader, WAKO, part of DLC Media Sports. Brought to you this season by Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Rutgers Candy, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People's State Bank, Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, and Wabash General Hospital. Lawrence County Basketball brought to you all season long here on WAKO. Lawrenceville, Vincennes.